Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Soldiers of the Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. And today, we're going to talk about a look at the past and a warning for the present. Amen? And listen, we're going to come from, it's been a while, it's been a minute. I'm glad to be back with you, back in the house. You know what I mean? So let's get a little... Yes, 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 y'all. I'm glad to be back. All right. Today, we're going to be coming from Titus chapter 3. And this is something that Paul was definitely talking about and sharing. And, you know, today's title, if I may, is A Look at the Past and a Warning for the Present. A Look at the Past and a Warning for the Present. You know, the King James Version in Titus chapter 3, verses 3, it says this, for we ourselves for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, divers, right, serving divers lust and pleasures, living in malice, envy, and hateful, and hating one another. Now listen, let me read from the New Living Translation, the whole chapter. And then we're going to jump right into this lesson by the grace and goodness. This is Paul talking. Paul's final remarks here. He says, remember the believers to submit to the government and officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what is good. They must not slander anyone. They must avoid quarreling. Right. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. Once we, too, were foolish and disobedient, we were misled and became slaves to many lusts and pleasures. Our lives were full of evil and envy, and we hated each other. But when God, our Savior, revealed his kindness and love, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy, he washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and a new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And because of his grace, he made us right in his sight and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on these teachings so that all who trust in God will devote themselves to doing good. These teachings are good and beneficial for everyone. Do not get involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels or fights about obedience to Jewish law. These things are useless and a waste of time. If people are causing divisions among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing more to do with them. For people like that have turned away from the truth, and their own sins condemns them. I'm planning, this is Paul ending this out. He says, I am planning to send Artemas and Tychius to you. As soon as one of them arrives, do your best to meet me at Nicolaus, for I have decided to stay there for the winter. Do everything you can to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos with their trip. see that they are given everything they need. Our people must learn to do good by meeting the urgent needs of others. Then they will not be unproductive. Everybody here sends their greetings. Please give my greetings to the believers, all who love us. May God's grace be with you all. Now may the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now, a look at the past and a warning for the present. When you look at the scriptures, outline it in Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it talks about Christian citizenship, right? Not earthly citizenship, Christian citizenship. This is followed closely, right, by a presentation of what we were like before our redemption, before we came to know Christ, right? This contrast reminds us of what we were before we were saved and what it is still like for those who are unsaved. Now, Paul's warning, when he talks about, if you look at, when he's talking about the, in the scripture where he says, we ourselves, right, also were sometimes foolish. Two words in this phrase demands attention, right? The word ourselves here is an all-inclusive, right, design. The word sometimes means once or at one time. All Christians everywhere at some point in time were foolish. Now, let's study the word foolish. It means without an understanding of spiritual things, right? Proverbs chapter 17, verse 28 says this. It says, even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. This word is a description of the mind that is unable to perceive a higher law. Now, what I like about the fact is that Paul also says that we ourselves, right? He was saying, he was reminding people back then, and he's saying something to us today that we ourselves, right, were disobedient. A lack of understanding leads to disobedience. It is the opposite of submission as found in Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Prior to our conversion experience, for those that, we were living in a world, we still are living in a world filled with sin, but we were partakers, right? We were partakers. Now, prior to our conversion experience, prior to you coming to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, right? This is our condition. Now, it is opposite of what the mind under the Holy Spirit's control would dictate. It does not have proper reason, motive, experience, and conscience. Now, Paul says also, he says, we ourselves, oh, this is good. We ourselves were deceived. That is, to those that don't understand, that is led astray. Now, listen, a person who is ignorant of the way is at the mercy of false guides. Now, before we can do God's work right, we must have perception. Apart from perception, we will sooner or later get on the wrong path. That means, listen, if you don't stay on the path of obedience, y'all, sooner or later, it's going to lead you down a destructive road, a destructive manner. Listen, let's look at the past and a warning for the present. Now, come on, somebody, listen. The term deceived, right, deceived, suggests the idea that we were caused to wander from the true path. We were persuaded in the wrong direction. When headed in the wrong direction, there is no way we can arrive at the proper destination. There is only one solution. And listen, check this out. There's only one solution. That is to turn around and redirect yourself on the right path or the right course for many of us. Now, Paul said this. He said, we ourselves were serving divers lust and pleasures, right? It is in the unconverted state. We were slaves to various passions, and pleasures, right, of this world. We were helpless against them. They pulled us in all directions. Listen, there are many of us that still struggle with those passions and pleasures, and you find yourself helpless to these pleasures and desires, right? And listen, and sometimes what happens is if you allow it, it will dictate to your mind, right? And then you become blind to what will be the result because you've already given into those things. Come on, somebody, listen, walk in a right direction. Let's get away from serving divers lusts and pleasures. Now, Paul says again, we ourselves were living in malice and envy, right? Webster defines malice as an enmity of the heart, ill will, the state of mind shown by an intent to commit an unlawful act. All who are Christians know this to be their state prior to becoming Christians. Now, envy is discontent at the sight of another's excellence or success. It is to begrudge or to desire to have an equal advantage. How many of you have seen somebody and you envy that person or you envy what they have to be, right, at an equal advantage, to be, as so they say, the status quo, to have the level of success because you envy somebody who has a better success in the things of this world. So we want to do those things. However, listen, those things, right, those things we need to put off, right? Paul says this. I'm almost home, y'all. Paul says this. We ourselves were hateful and hating one another. Now, the idea of hating one another is totally unchristian. Totally. You can't call yourself a Christian and hate someone. That is the unchristian way. This is a contrast of love, of the love Christians are to have for everyone. How God changes the heart of a person when he or she is saved is amazing because he changes it with his love. You've never seen God say, have hate for one another. He says, by our love for one another, we must love one. That includes that person you may dislike on your job. You're to have love for that person. You can't call yourself a Christian if you have hate for that person, if you have hate for your neighbor, if you have any type of hate for your loved one. We're to have love at all times. Now, listen, one of the most glaring weaknesses in the modern day Christianity is that there is very little, if any, difference between many so-called Christians and the unregenerate, right? The unregenerate. Now, let us make sure that others know, let us make sure that in this world that others know that we are Christians by the love of God and change of heart that has been manifested in all of us. Listen, a look at the past and a warning for the present. If you find yourself still stuck in the past of the things of this world, give it to Jesus. Put it at the cross. Give it to him. Allow him to change your dynamics. Allow God to change your characteristic. Let's take on God's character. It's not that hard. Listen, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 says it all, right? So let's learn to take on God's character. And let's get away from those things that can easily entrap us or easily keep us in bondage. God doesn't want his people to be in bondage. He wants you and I to be free and to live a life of freedom. So listen, pure and simple is this. Let God be God in your life. Let him change the dynamics. Let him work in you in a manner that is worthy of the calling. Let everything that you do, right? Let everything that you do give glory and praise to God. Just give it to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that we don't look to our past, but we look to the present, right? And we take heed of the warnings of the present, you know, and we stay away from the things of this world, the negative things of this world that keeps us away from you. Lord, help us to not be foolish. Help us not to be disobedient. Help us not to be led astray. Help us not to give into divers lust and pleasures. Keep us away from living in malice and envy. And Lord God, keep us from having hateful hearts and hating one another. Lord, help us to love one another. Free us, Father God. Help us. Help us. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that people will draw closer to you and you closer to them. For it is in Jesus' name we pray these things. For it is in Jesus' name we ask that this be said and done. And listen, let God, y'all, we say amen and amen and amen again. Let God be God in your life. Listen, you guys have a blessed day. And remember, stop looking at the past, but take heed to the present. But let God be God. Let's make sure that others know that we are Christians by the love of God and change of heart that has been manifested in us. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Soldier Lights Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Hey, do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast, and I'm pretty sure once you subscribe, it goes as a blessing to the ministry, and it helps the ministry grow to where God can meet the needs of the people. Thanks again. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.